Now watch what verse 15 says. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know. Didn't say we think, we know. That we had the petitions that we desire of him. You see, it is up to us how much we want God to move on our behalf. I'll say that again. It's up to us how much we want God to move on our behalf. Listen what John 15, this is the Gospel of John, 15, 7 and 8. Listen what God said. Boy, this is a marvelous promise. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will. Wow. Ye shall ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. I'm going to read that again. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will. Ye shall ask what you will. And it shall be done. He didn't say it might be done. He said it shall be done for them, for you. Verse 8, here is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciple. You notice that God is glorified in you being fruitful, living a fruitful, productive, increasing, overcoming, triumphful life. God wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to be productive. He wants you to increase, and he wants you to excel. And he said, if you let my word abide in you, and if you abide in me and let my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. Is there anything in the will of God that he planned for your life to destroy you, to put you down, to hold you back, to keep you under? No, no, no. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus also said, I came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might live. He came so we could have life and have it to the full. Hallelujah. So he said, the key here, how much you want to see God move in your behalf, how much you're willing to allow the word to abide in you and you abide in him. That means you do what he says. And you find out what he will and you ask him. He said, it shall be done. So what is prayer? I like what Brother Hagin said. He said, prayer is joining forces with God. Ooh, think about that for us for a minute. Prayer is joining forces with God. Prayer is fellowshipping with God, joining forces with God. Now, who in the world would you rather join forces with? Who can outdo God? Who can outbox God? Who can stop God? No one. And so when we learn to pray and learn how to pray and know and learn that what authority that we have and the name of Jesus, and that, and what that name means, and the authority that's in the back of that name, and that that name is given to us to use his name for everything. If you sweep the floor, if you walk out the door, if you drive your car, if you wash the dishes, if you vacuum your house, if you do on your job, if you pump gas, I don't care what, he said, do it all in the name. And prayer is joining forces with God, that we know how to pray. We know how to speak. Now watch this. You see, God wants his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants his will to be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. God did not plan a bad day for you. He did not plan a bad life for you. He did not plan none of those things. All those things, the trouble, the sorrow, the pain, and all those things that brings all the destruction to you, and we call it misfortune, it's a mean, low-down devil. And God sent Jesus to deliver you, to set you free. Isn't that good news? And that's why we get in the Word, find out what God's Word says. Now listen what the Word said. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Listen, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How? Thy will be done. Where? In earth as it is in heaven. Where are you? Where am I? We're in this earth. And God said, I want my will to be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Let's ask ourselves some questions here. Is there any death in heaven? No. Is there any disease in heaven? No. Is there any poverty in heaven? No. Is there any wars up there? No. Is there any evil, violent, wickedness in heaven? No. So it's God's will. I know it's here, but it's God's will that we be healed, that we'll prosper, that we win, that we overcome. And because we see, Satan is not up in heaven. He's not about to get up there. He tried that one time. And in just a little while, he will be removed from this earth realm. Oh, he's here now because of what Adam did, but that lease is about to run out. And he will be removed from this earth realm. But in the meanwhile, what God wants you to understand, it is his will for you to be healed. It is his will for you to walk in health. It is his will for you to win. And through Jesus, you can do it.